Coming up on episode number 1049, it's a double cover story today featuring the music of Hall & Oates in honor of Daryl Hall's birthday, which is coming up this week, as well as a tribute to Kirsty MacColl, who would have had a birthday today. She passed away in 2000, but I think as you listen to her music, you'll realize how much of her music you know and love. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. Yes, temporarily back on Thursdays. It is October 9th, 2014. I'm Brian Ibbett. And why are we back on Thursdays this week? Well, it's only 1 week. Don't worry. We're back on Wednesdays next week. This week, I spent a majority of time yesterday trying to figure out what's been happening with the chapters in the downloaded mobile versions of Coverville. So if you subscribe in iTunes or subscribe to the AAC version, you get it maybe Downcast or another podcast app on your iPhone or Android. You may be one of the people who've noticed that chapters have been missing ever since episode 1030. Here's the thing. I've still been doing chapters. I've still been creating chapters. Believe me, it takes about 15, 20 extra minutes in the whole process of editing Coverville. So I have to do them. I have to continue doing them. But for whatever reason, iTunes was breaking those chapters when it was creating the mobile version of the show that gets downloaded to your iOS device or Android, whatever. I figured out what the problem is and fixed it, so this episode should be all set as far as chapters. Let me know if you don't receive chapters. And I'm still on the fence as to whether I'm going to go back for those other 17 episodes and restore them. There's a little bit of work involved, but I might be able to do it. We'll see. Let's get to this, though. You don't want to hear about that the whole show, right? I wouldn't. I don't want to hear about that. Daryl Hall celebrating a birthday this week, so we're going to hear some of his Hall & Oates music covered later on in the show. Before we get to that, Kirsty MacColl. Now, Kirsty MacColl is the daughter of Ewan MacColl, the folk singer. You probably know her best by her contribution to the song by the Pogues, the Christmas song that she recorded with the Pogues. You may know her also from a song called A New England, which we're going to hear in a little bit, or you may know that she's the original artist of this song. Now, before we hear it, let's get to a listener request. This comes from Tom.
Hey, Brian. It's Tom DJ calling you direct from Brooklyn at Better in the Dark Studios. You know, I was listening to Kim Wilde's recent cover album, and she did a cover of They Don't Know About Us, you know, which was originally done by a woman who I will fight people if they don't agree that she was one of the greatest voices in the 90s, Kirsty MacColl. And I was wondering, have you ever done a Kirsty MacColl cover story? I mean, between the multitude of covers that this wonderful woman who unfortunately left us far too young and a freak accident while she was on vacation. Between the multitude of covers that she's done over her, I think it's like 5 albums, and I'm sure there have been a lot of covers by other people who admire her as much as I do, there's got to be enough for, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour. So I just was wondering, I think she's wonderful. I know that you probably think she's wonderful as well, and I think she deserves a little bit of celebration. Keep up the good work, my friend. Hope everything is great up in Mile High. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Tom. And if you want to call in, by the way, that number 1-877-7-COVER-9. That is a toll-free number. So please feel free to call and make a request, an idea, suggestion, whatever. Now, he brought up the song They Don't Know, which he mentioned was covered by Tracy Ullman. It's a very interesting story and kind of fits with the tragedy that that Kirsty MacColl faced a couple times in her life. She was all set to record that, or actually did record that. They were getting ready to release it as a single. And the week that she was going to release that song as a single, the distributors in London went on strike. Unfortunately, her album never made it to shelves, or the single never made it to shelves or to distributors. So a little while later, Tracy Ullman decided to cover it. And she even uses Kirsty MacColl as part of the song as a backup singer. And the baby that you hear in the Tracy Ullman version is actually Kirsty MacColl singing, because Tracy Ullman could not hit that high note. We're not going to listen to the Tracy Ullman cover. We're going to listen to a different cover from Michael Carpenter's Songs of Other People, Volume 3, which came out in 2011. Here is They Don't Know.
Listen to the guys who say that you're bad for me, and I should turn you away, 'cause they don't know about us, and they've never heard of us. I get a feeling when I look at you, wherever you go now, I wanna be there too. They say we're crazy, but I just don't care. Nowhere, so I don't mind if they don't understand. When I look at you and you hold my hand, 'cause they don't know about us, they've never heard of us. Why should it matter to us if they don't love you?
no one, I was only having fun. Walking the Madison Square, I never had a gun. I was philosophizing some, checking out the bones. So you give them your nickels, your pennies and dimes. You can't give them home these mercenary times. Oh no. And you feel real guilty about the coat on your back and the sandwich you had. Oh no. From an uptown apartment to a knife on the A-train, it's not that far. From the sharks in the penthouse to the rats in the basement, it's not that far. To the bag lady frozen asleep in the bar. Oh no, it's not that far. I can't show you if you like to. I swear I never had a gun. No one ever shot no one. Wouldn't do it just for fun. Walking down Madison, trying to keep my head screwed on. I was philosophizing some, checking out the nuns. When you get to the corner, don't look at those freaks. Keep your head down low, stay quick on your feet. Oh yeah. The beaming boy from Harlem with the Air Force coat. The one to die, the one to try, the one to sit and gloat. From an uptown apartment to a knife on the A-train, it's not that far. From the sharks in the penthouse to the rats in the basement, it's not that far. To the bag lady frozen asleep in the park. Oh no, it's not that far. I can't show you. I swear I never had a gun. No one ever shot no one. I was only having fun. Walking down Madison Square, I never had a gun. I was philosophizing some, checking out the bones. So you give them your nickels, your pennies and dimes. You can't give them home these mercenary times. Oh no. And you feel real guilty about the coat on your back and the sandwich you had. Oh no. From an uptown apartment to a knife on the A-train, it's not that far. From the sharks in the penthouse to the rats in the basement, it's not that far. To the bag lady frozen asleep in the park. Oh no, it's not that far. I can't show you.
Walking Down Madison, that is Gauze with their chill mix of that song. That one you can find on the brand new compilation called Buddha Lounge Covers. It has a bunch of covers of songs from the 80s and 90s done in that kind of lounge style. Really like that, and really like that cover of a song that, made a blip on college radio in the 90s. A really, really good song called Walking Down Madison by Kirstie McCall. Right before that, you heard Kirstie herself with a cover of New England Now that was originally recorded by Billy Bragg. It was her version, Kirstie's version, was not only one of her biggest successes, I think he made it to number 7 on the UK charts, but not only got the blessing of Billy Bragg, but he actually wrote a couple extra verses for Kirstie to sing in that song. The original version only has 2 verses, and when she told him she was going to cover it, he added a couple more, and she combined those into that larger verse that you hear in the second half of the song. The song also begins with the same lyrics as Leaves That Are Green by Paul Simon, that lyric that goes, I was 21 years when I wrote this song. Really, really cool cover there by Kirstie McCall. And you'll find that as part of the Big Stiff box set that combined a lot of great music from Stiff Records in the 70s and 80s. Michael Carpenter started us off with that song, They Don't Know, a cover of the song that Kirstie McCall wrote and recorded, but was probably best known as the version recorded by Tracy Ullman, who actually had Paul McCartney make a cameo in the video for that song. Let's have a second set of music from Kirstie McCall, and we'll start these off with a song that was recorded last year for a tribute concert for Kirstie, recorded live at the, the Hammersmith Odeon, I want to say. Pretty sure that's it. I can't see my notes there. No, I'm sorry, Shepherd's Bush, the Shepherd's Bush Empire. Last year, had a bunch of different artists getting together to record covers of Kirstie's music. Alison Moyet is in there. Ellie Goulding did a cover. And one of Doctor Who's companions, a woman who also made an appearance for a full season, maybe 2 seasons, on the American version of The Office, Catherine Tate, who played Nellie on The Office and was also in Doctor Who, took on probably the best song that she could take on for this, which is a spoken word piece by Kirstie called In These Shoes. Here it is right now, Catherine Tate and a cover of In These Shoes.
Interesting. I should just like to point out my involvement here is because, apart from being a massive fan of Kirstie McCall, I used the song that I'm about to sing as the theme tune to my first show, so I'm delighted to be here and bear with me. Thank you very much. Powerful horse. met an Englishman. Oh, he said, won't you walk up and down my spine? It makes me feel strangely alive. I said, in these shoes, oh, I doubt you'd survive. I said, honey, let's do it.
you for the days, those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days. I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light. I bless the light that lights on you. Today could be tomorrow. The night is long, it just brings sorrow. Let it wait. Thank you for the days, those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days. Shines on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me.
Days, originally by the Kinks, covered there by Kirsty MacColl. Back in 1989 was when that came out. Yeah, it came out on the Now 1989 disc that came out in the UK. You know, the Now, that's what I call music. Great cover right there by Kirsty MacColl of Days. That was also her right before that with a cover of The Smiths' You Just Haven't Earned It Yet, Baby. That one from the soundtrack to the 1988 film, She's Having a Baby. And Catherine Tate. Nellie from the American version of The Office, also one of Doctor Who's companions. I haven't seen those seasons yet, but I'm looking forward to it. Catherine Tate with a cover of Kirsty's In These Shoes, which Catherine even mentioned there in the beginning that she uses as the, or used as the theme song to her first show. Tribute to the music of Kirsty MacColl. Let's move on to Hall & Oates. Now, it's going to be Daryl Hall's 65th birthday this week. Let that sink in for a moment. And boy, there have been so many great Hall & Oates songs that it's easy to find good ones that are covered. You know, it's easy to find ones that people have covered really well. And I hope that I've done that here. And I hope you enjoy what I've picked here for you. This one came out on the soundtrack to The Secret Life of Walter Mitty this year. Grace Mitchell and her cover of Maneater.
She only comes out at night, the lean and hungry type. Nothing is new, I've seen her here before. Watching and waiting, she's sitting with you, but her eyes are on the door. So many are paid to see what you think you get for free.
the matter? If you're in it for love, you ain't gonna get too far.
City, the carbon and monoxide. Thank you. What I want, you've got, and it might be hard to handle, but like a flame, it burns the candle. The candle feeds the flame. What I've got's full stock of thoughts and dreams to scatter. Can you pull them all together? And how I can't explain, but you make my dreams come true.
So admit it, you're dancing a little bit right now, right? You're dancing? You were? Come on. Be honest. Tell me the truth. I caught you. That's Melee with their cover of Hall & Oates' You Make My Dreams, that one from the 2007 release Devils and Angels that they put out. There's a couple different versions. You want the, well, you know, you want the version that's got that song on it. Let me just put it that way. Right before that was a group called Marching Band and their cover of Out of Touch. That one was recorded for record label, a website that is no longer with us. Record label, one of those internet sites that omitted all of the vowels, if you're looking for it. RCRDLBL. Not around anymore, and I don't know anywhere else where you can get that song. So look around for it, and if you find it, please let me know. I Can't Go For That, No Can Do, by the Magnets from their album Giving It All That, UK band with an import right there. The Bird and the Bee. Boy, when are they going to come out with a follow-up to this? Interpreting the Masters, Volume 1, a tribute to Hall & Oates, which came out 4 years ago, 2010, that album came out, featuring all covers of Hall & Oates. I can't wait to see who they're going to choose for Volume 2, and I hope it's soon. I hope they're going to do somebody. She's Gone by The Bird and the Bee. Grace Mitchell right before that, at the top of that set, with a cover of Maneater, that one recorded for the soundtrack to The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. All right, now this was a surprising one, finding this one, because I had no idea this existed until I was putting music together for this show. But Hall & Oates recorded an album in the early 2000s, 2004, I believe, called Do It For Love. And on that album, they recorded a cover of a song that just is kind of a head-scratcher. When you hear them sing it, it feels like it makes perfect sense, right? And it's Hall & Oates and Todd Rundgren here with a cover of the New Radicals' Someday We'll Know.
Outside Chicago, can't stop driving, I don't know why. So many questions, I need some answers. 2 years later, you're still on my mind. Whatever happened to the Uptown Theater? It
stars up in the sky.
With true love, just once in a lifetime.
Did the captain of the Titanic cry?
What the wind says when she cries. I'm speeding by the place where I met you. For the 97th time. Watch my past crash in the sea. If I could ask you just one question.
Why aren't you here with me?
Cause there's too much to give, cause you're bound to live for the thrill of it all. Rich girl, and you're gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. Rich girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Some money, money won't get you too far. Some money, money won't get you too far. Some money, money won't get you too far.
What can I say? I don't feel the need to give such secrets away. You think maybe I need help, though I know I'm right. I'm just better off not listening to friends' advice. When they insist I'm blowing my bits, I tell them this. When they wanna know what the reason is, I only smile when I lie, then I tell them why. Your kiss is on my lips. It means more to me. Sometimes I forget what I'm doing, I don't forget what I want. Regret what I've done, regret you, I couldn't go on. But if you insist on blowing my bits, I'll tell you this. When they wanna know what reason is, I only smile when I lie, then I tell them why.
See, it isn't so painful to tell me that you're dissatisfied. Last time I asked you, I really got a lame excuse. I know that you lied. Now wicked things can happen. You see them going down in a war. But when you play in a quiet way, that bites it even more. You have to say it isn't so.
Singer whose music is no stranger to Coverville, M. Greiner, who had put a fantastic album out several years ago called Girl Versions, and even was the host of a Canadian radio, I want to say CBC, cover show for a while, and that was great too. M. Greiner and her cover of Say It Isn't So. Now, she released an entire EP of Hall & Oates covers back in 2012. I want to say five songs, entitled She's Gone. Great cover right there of Say It Isn't So from M. Greiner. Before that, Delfina from an EP called Window with a cover of Kiss on My List. You might know her. You might actually know that song, the Window song, because it was used for Nivea, the cold cream commercials, Nivea. Me First and the Gimme Gimmes right before that from the 2008 Me First and the Gimme Gimmes Have Another Ball album with a cover of Rich Girl, and Hall & Oates and Todd Rundgren with a cover of Someday We'll Know, the song by the New Radicals. They recorded a cover for their Do It For Love album. Let's do one last set of music here. We're going to start things off with a cover by Storyhill. This was one they released on their 2009 album, Duotones. It's a cover of the first song that was ever a big hit for Hall & Oates. It's Sarah Smile. Here are Storyhill.
Storyhill. I feel cold, you warm me. And when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you and me forever.
Together, what was coming on?
We'll be together.
Someday. train, baby.
Foolish,
child.
We'll put together what we're
things
gonna
are gonna get easier.
Foolish,
our fame will be brighter.
Foolish,
child.
Things
will get lighter.
We're gonna be together.
Foolish,
child. We will put together what was coming
on. Ooh, child.
Someday,
things will get brighter.
Foolish,
child.
We can bang in the rain of a beautiful sun.
Yes, so well.
Foolish,
child. Things will be lighter.
Why do we lose so many tears? Here we go again. When the leaving man appears, there's times to talk to someone new. Can you see? Take a piece of me with you. Every time you go away, you take a piece of me with you.
Private Eyes by Stanrick. That one from the Best of Reggae Lounge, the 80s edition, came out last year. Bunch of reggae covers of 80s classics like Tainted Love and Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word and stuff like that. Really, really cool. Stanrick with a cover of Private Eyes. Right before that, Big Fat Snake covering a version of Every Time You Go Away. Now, Paul Young had the definitive pop single version of that song, but it was originally done by Hall & Oates, and that cover there by Big Fat Snake, while it does mess a little bit with the lyrics, it's a lot closer to the Hall & Oates original than the Paul Young single. So look that one up. Ooh Child by Hall & Oates, by the Five Stair Steps, that one from their 2004 tribute to 60s and 70s music called Our Kind of Soul. And Story Hill from their Duotones album from 2009 with a cover of Sarah Smile. That is going to bring us right here to the end of the show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thanks for being here if you're in the chat room watching live. If you want to watch the show live, I record it every Wednesday, usually, at 2 p.m. Mountain Time. You can just go to coverville.com/live and check it out there. Alternatively, if you can't get to a computer to watch the live video stream, you can still stream it via audio thanks to Alpha Geek Radio. So you need to go to alphageekradio.com. There's even an iOS app you can download. You can get to it from the browser of your smartphone. Listen to it there. Alphageekradio.com is where you want to go. And you'll be able to listen to a live audio stream of the show. And of course, everybody else, you grab it from the podcast. That's where you can always get it, over there at coverville.com. If you want to get in touch with me for a request, a suggestion, idea, whatever, email me, requests@coverville.com. You can also visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related, or call the Coverville request line. That recording is at 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. All right, we'll be back next week with another episode of the show. I don't even know what's going to be on it. It'll be a surprise to all of us, so won't you be there? Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville's a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, bringing your podcast so good, they'll chew you up.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.